how Wichita hopes to help businesses get through the pandemic. I'm Tom Scheinman. Welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, how a small Kansas town rebuilt its biggest tourist attraction and itself following a devastating tornado.
It was originally not supposed to come here, but it turned and came back up 183 and destroyed about 95% of our town.
But first, with two COVID-19 vaccines now being distributed in Kansas, the end of the pandemic could be in sight this summer. But for some businesses, the relief might not come soon enough. With stricter capacity limits, shorter hours, and fewer customers, many businesses in Wichita had to close in the past year, and others are barely hanging on. KMUW's Nadia Foe recently sat down with Mayor Brandon Whipple to talk about what the city is doing to help businesses survive the pandemic.
Whipple says the idea behind the city's approach to helping businesses this past year is keep people healthy and you'll keep the economy healthy.
It's not just the mechanics, right? It's not just making the trains run on time. It's also having faith in those trains. People have to have faith that if they go out and they participate in our local economy, that they can do so without getting sick.
The city of Wichita doesn't have much power when it comes to responding to the pandemic. The city did implement a mask order last summer and allowed it to expire in October. Sedgwick County commissioners serve as the Board of Health, and they've been responsible for signing off on public health orders. But early last year, Whipple set up a small business advisory council to get input on what the city could do.
And every 3 months, I get new members that represent different sectors of our small business community that are really hit hard by this pandemic. So, folks right now are on there who are in the entertainment industry, the service industry, fitness, for example, and getting that feedback, what can we be doing more for you?
That included pushing a shop local message and creating the open air ICT program.
We had pretty much a 24-hour turnaround to let businesses utilize the sidewalk and parking lot to have a more safer environment to sell services and goods.
The city also set up a program to provide emergency assistance for things like rent and utilities to residents who lost income because of COVID-19.
Like, my mom was a waitress, right? Like, she was a bartender at night. She was a waitress during the day growing up. We needed her income. We would have been devastated as a family to lose that income. That's the other side of it, right? Like, it's not just, I think, helping employers, but it's also about helping employees.
The application period ended in December, but more opportunities could open up next month. Whipple says whatever work the city does now needs to have an impact beyond the pandemic.
We have to look economically at the short term. How do we get people through this crisis? But also long term, where if we don't do this right, we could have people losing their houses because they got sick during this. So it's complex, but it's something that, it's something that keeps me up at night. I think that, what more can we be doing to attack the economy from all angles?
Find more of Nadia's conversation with Mayor Whipple at KMUW.org. The Big Well has been a tourist attraction in Greensburg since the late 1930s. It was built in 1887 and is still considered an engineering marvel. 30 men worked for 9 months with pickaxes and shovels to create the largest hand-dug well in the world, 32 feet wide and more than 100 feet deep. The Big Well attracted millions of tourists over the years, even though it was basically a large hole in the ground with a small gift shop behind it. But all that changed in 2007, when the town was leveled by a tornado. KMUW's Luann Stevens visited Greensburg for this month's Hidden Kansas and has more.
It was originally not supposed to come here, but it turned and came back up 183 and destroyed about 95% of our town.
Caitlin Mateel is the manager and tourism director of the Big Well Museum. Greensburg, about 2 hours west of Wichita, was a typical western Kansas farming community. It had a kitschy attraction that drew travelers intrigued by the simple sign touting the world's largest hand-dug well. The tornado flattened the town, including the Wells gift shop and, with few exceptions, everything above ground level. Greensburg has been rebuilt into a modern, sustainable community, and the small gift shop has been replaced by a stylish museum that stands as a tribute to the small town's history and survival.
We do a very good job of displaying things, what it was, what it is now.
What it is now is different, As you walk through the circular museum, you can see the history of the town from the inception to today. That includes the construction of the well, of course, but also a way of life that was lost forever when the town was destroyed.
A lot of our elder population moved away when the tornado hit.
The museum has captured many of those elder residents' memories, as well as those from the night the tornado hit. Video recordings located in interactive kiosks along the museum's wall.
Went to that home, and it was gone, just a pile of rubble. But we could hear the mom underneath saying, help me, help me. And so we proceeded to lifting debris off boards and everything else the house would be.
Visitors come to learn about the tornado and the town's rebirth as a green community. It really is green, 100% sustainable energy, 100% of the time. But the well is still the star of the museum. The new spiral staircase takes you down 84 steps. A lot of what you see in the museum is relatively new, but the well itself is pretty much the way it was when it was built. You can see slots drilled into the stone for 2x4s, put in place to hold the walls of the well as it was being built.
It's pretty cool to kind of see those remnants still in there. And there, if you look in there closely, there are still some pieces of wood.
There are platforms along the way, so you can get the full effect of looking down. Or stop and catch your breath. In my case, 84 steps down is 84 steps back up.
It's definitely a leg burner.
No kidding.
The Big Well Museum is a showcase of pioneering spirit, from the first settlers to destruction to survival. And the well, of course, is pretty amazing. It's worth a visit. And don't forget, a trip to the well is not complete without tossing in a coin and making a wish. But be warned, it's tougher than you'd think.
I'm going to try going off the side of the well. I give up. Fail!
Hidden Kansas explores intriguing spots across our state. You can see photos from Lou's trip to the Big Well at KMUW.org. And one last thing. Last weekend's blizzard gave me a chance to do something I enjoy. Shovel snow. I'm not sure why I like it so much, although I'm guessing it reminds me of my childhood in Michigan. My friends and I used to shovel people's walks and driveways after a big snow to earn a little spending money. I also like it because it's a well-defined task, with a distinct beginning and end. The cold bothers me more now, and I worry a bit about slipping, but I get a curious sense of accomplishment when I finish. And yes, if you're wondering, I like mowing my lawn too. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Nadia Foe, Stephen Basaha, and Lou Ann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW NPR for Wichita.